T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Winter storm brings heavy snow to parts of Kansas. We have the story.
House sends article of impeachment to the Senate. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas sees another increase in deaths linked to COVID-19. I'm Dave Wilson.
An appeals court holds up the convictions of 3 men in a Kansas bomb plot. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A parade of storm systems are moving across the central part of the country. Yesterday we had rain. Tonight we can expect some snow. Our full forecast is on the way.
Officials say one person is dead after a tornado tore through an Alabama city north of Birmingham, leaving the area significantly damaged. Fultondale Police Chief D.P. Smith told AL.com a young man trapped in the basement of his home was pronounced dead at the scene around 3 a.m. this morning. Smith says a tree fell out of the family's home, causing it to collapse. Several other family members were critically injured. One escaped harm completely. That's, again, near Birmingham, Alabama. Winter weather slammed parts of northwest and north-central Kansas Monday, making road conditions a concern for many. Roadways were snow-packed and icy much of the day. Kansas Department of Transportation crews were working to get the roads back to safe traveling conditions. The National Weather Service reports Russell and Lincoln counties received the biggest snowfall, with 8 inches in Russell County, 5 inches in the city of Russell, and 6 inches near Wilson Lake. Winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of north-central Kansas today.
The Senate is now ready to consider an article of impeachment against former President Trump.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
For the second time in as many years,
all persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment.
The Senate is a court of impeachment. Maryland Democrat Jimmy Raskin presented an article of impeachment approved earlier this month by the House against former President Trump.
President Trump repeatedly issued false statements asserting that the presidential election results were the product of widespread fraud.
Trump is accused of incitement of insurrection. Democrats say he encouraged a riot at the Capitol on January 6th. Trial arguments are set to begin in 2 weeks. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas has seen another increase in deaths linked to COVID-19.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reporting another 24 Kansans have died, bringing the state's total to 3,622. The KDHE also says 2,602 more Kansans have tested positive for the coronavirus, bringing the total since the pandemic began to 269,255. Since Friday, there have been 76 new hospitalizations in Kansas linked to COVID-19. The Monday update also shows that 4.5% of the state's population has been vaccinated against the coronavirus. The KDHE provides updates on the coronavirus vaccinations in Kansas on its website at kansasvaccine.gov. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A federal appeals court has upheld the convictions and sentences of 3 militia members. They're facing decades in prison for their roles in a foiled plot from 5 years ago to massacre Somali Muslims in southwest Kansas.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals rejected all of the arguments raised by attorneys for Gavin Wright, Curtis Allen, and Patrick Stein, who argue that the men were entrapped and that the method of selecting jurors was flawed. The men were convicted in 2018 of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiracy against civil rights for a scheme to blow up a mosque and apartments housing Somalis in Garden City. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman who admitted planning to provide top-secret information to Russia is heading to prison.
A West Virginia woman will spend more than 11 years in a federal prison after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors over charges stemming from top-secret information the government says she was planning to provide to Russia. 47-year-old Elizabeth Shirley was accused of possessing national defense data obtained while she worked at the National Security Agency during her time in the Air Force. The plea deal also involved accusations of parental kidnapping. Prosecutors say she took her 6-year-old to Mexico 2 years ago, hoping Russia would place her in a country with no extradition treaty after providing the secret information. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. We'll take a look at a member of the Kansas City Chiefs starting lineup that will not be playing in the Super Bowl. Talk on that coming up in sports.
At a workshop meeting today, the Wichita City Council will discuss a new ethics policy. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. At a workshop meeting today, the Wichita City Council will discuss a new ethics policy. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
Our city needs to catch up policy-wise with our peers, and it looks like we are going to talk about that first draft of ethics reform and hopefully get some consensus on the basics and hammer out some of the details so that we can move forward with that policy.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Alleged video of a National Football League owner in a compromising position will not see the light of day.
A federal judge in Florida ordered the destruction of video allegedly showing New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft paying for sex acts inside a massage parlor back in 2019. A U.S. district judge ruling that the video of Kraft and other customers of the Orchids of Asia Day Spa must be wiped from existence as Jupiter Police surveillance was deemed unlawful. Filmed as part of a multi-county investigation of massage parlors, a misdemeanor solicitation charge was dropped against the Patriots owner back in September after an appeals court had ruled that video evidence could not be submitted in the case. Kraft did plead not guilty but issued a public apology for his actions. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Ohio National Patrol Highway Patrol officers and Cleveland police saved a man in a wheelchair from a raging fire. Fox's Jed Gallick reports.
A state trooper pulls up to two homes burning. He finds out there's a man in a wheelchair still inside.
You got someone in there? I have a handicap in one of the houses.
Ohio Highway Patrol video shows you a trooper risk his life to save a stranger. Trooper Hiram Morales.
Anyone in the house? Anyone in the house?
The trooper went in despite the danger, and so did two Cleveland police officers as soon as they got to the scene. Corey Rose and Molly Medaris. That trooper and those officers quickly pulled off the rescue.
A man and woman pulled out of the house, taken to a hospital for treatment. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Jed.
Guess we'll do traffic first.
Do traffic. Whatever.
Sure. Right now, just got an email from the Kansas Department of Transportation there, giving us kind of an update on what situations are going to be out there in traffic. And I got this from Tom Hine at the Kansas Department of Transportation. Says that they've got some roadside camera maintenance that's going to be happening, and they're actually installing a new camera out there, weather permitting today. It's going to be closing down the southbound I-135 ramp to eastbound K-254, closing sometime today between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. They're going to be closing that ramp. Something to watch out for today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the 20s overnight across south central Kansas. And even though we have a quiet start to our day, we have another storm system on the way tonight. Clouding up today with a high 32. Snow begins by mid-evening. We could see about a half to 1 inch possible in south central Kansas. Our low 22, clearing in 32 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, north wind at 13 miles per hour, 26 degrees. 8:11, Steve and Ted, KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch today through Saturday at noon on Sunday. with socially distanced seating, carry out, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. Today is Tuesday, January 26th. On this date in 2020, 1 year ago, NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter and seven others killed when their helicopter plunged into a steep hillside in dense morning fog in Southern California. The former Lakers star was 41 years old. That was 1 year ago.
I feel like that was
a long, long time.
Much longer than 1 year ago.
It's been a long year.
Yeah, it sure has.
Even longer than feels longer anyway. I had a cloudy, wet day across South Central Kansas Monday. Of course, we had the snow up to the north. 38 degrees for a high in Wichita yesterday. Normal high 43. And we had a record set yesterday. That's right. 1 inch and 24 hundredths, or about 1 1/4 inches of precipitation. And that set a record for the date in Wichita.
Believe it or not, a cold, dreary day.
Yeah. I didn't think it rained that much, but obviously it did. It just didn't rain when I was out there looking at it, I guess.
It rained all night and all day.
All night and kind of drizzling down all day. So there you go. A record-setting day here in South Central Kansas. You know, to celebrate the Kansas City's playoff run to the big game on February 7th, we want to see your at-home Kansas City displays. Time for you to be creative. If you haven't put away those Christmas lights just yet, you want to how about a light show showing support for the guys headed to the big game? We want to see. Submit your Kansas City display photo on Wichita's home of the Chiefs football, KNSSradio.com website, to show just how much of an ultimate Kansas City team fan you are and what you're doing to celebrate their iconic second consecutive appearance at the big game. Station judges will review all the entries, and Friday, February 5th, we'll pick one winner who they think shows off their ultimate fandom.
About that.
To walk away with a brand new 70-inch 4K smart LG TV valued at $800. Courtesy of our friends at Hefner TV and Electronics.
A 70-inch TV.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Oh, my.
You'll be able to see games real well on that one.
Oh, my.
Show your Kansas City pride and submit your photo now at KNSSradio.com.
Well, how cool is that?
Very cool.
Some lucky listener's going to be,
you know, when you ask
watching TV in style.
Yeah, you ask somebody, listeners, to be creative, and sometimes they'll come up with something that just floors you. And this could be the case on this one.
That's pretty cool.
An outbreak of more than 20 COVID-19 cases has been linked to a high school wrestling tournament in Louisiana. Students, staff, and spectators have all tested positive after attending the Louisiana Classic Wrestling Tournament earlier this month, where over 400 wrestlers competed with a crowd sat in close proximity. Hello? Could we connect the dots
here?
Are
we supposed to be shocked by this?
Yeah, I know. The tournament took place in one of the state's most high-risk areas, Ascension Parish, and now state health officials are advising anyone who attended the two-day tournament to get tested. Yeah. Could you just, you know, come on, just lead with your chin. I'm asking for it. Give me the disease. I want it. Give it to me now.
Well, if you go to an event like that, that's, I think you're taking that risk.
Well, you know, people say it's your own responsibility. Yeah, I guess it is. Our Sedgwick County COVID-19 deaths now stand 352. Total number of cases, over 38,500 to date. And as we heard earlier this morning, of course, we had Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner talking about the fact that he thinks they've done a pretty good job locally of getting the health care providers vaccinated.
Taken care of, yeah.
And folks who are in the nursing homes.
And a lot of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, this is the target. That's ground zero for this stuff. So, yeah, that's good. Now what he'd like to see is people in law enforcement out there, and, you know, they're confronting the public and law enforcement every day. Yeah, that might be a good next spot. And people who are under the age of 90 would be good, too. It's 8:15, Steve and Ted. Now, your mom is a little over 70 now. Is she concerned about this? She wanting to get out and get a vaccination? Or?
Well, we think so. We'd like to get her that vaccination so that we put our minds a little more at ease about her, and she's kind of been shut up at home for 10 months now, and we'd like to have her resume her life again, as so many people would. But can't really do that with a lot of certainty until you're getting that vaccine.
You got a little protection. I'm kind of – maybe it'll time out where they'll have that one-shot vaccine available, although I haven't heard anything more about that. Have you? Yeah, but somebody was Johnson & Johnson was coming out with a one or Moderna or something.
It hasn't been approved yet.
Yeah, well, you think coming out with a one-shot deal. I thought that would be really handy. Anyway, all right, we'll keep you posted as soon as we know something. You'll know something about where to get the shot. It's 8:16, Steve and Ted, and we got a little political news this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us. Well, it's talking about transgenders, people serving in the military. Apparently, the new president has lifted the ban. Rachel's with us this morning in Washington. Good morning, Rachel. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, this executive order that President Biden signed yesterday would allow anyone who is having, sorry about my dogs, there's construction going on, gender identity, that they can serve regardless of gender identity, and that really that it shouldn't be a bar to service when someone is transgender. Now, there was some confusion about former President Trump's transgender policy. Remember in 2017 when he tweeted out a total ban, it ended up emerging into a policy that said that people who are transgender can serve as long as they're not relying on the Pentagon for, first of all, they had to be combat ready, but not relying on the Pentagon and the medical system to pay for gender reassignment surgery, sex reassignment surgeries, or hormone therapy. That is reversed as well under this new executive order. So there really hasn't been a whole lot of pushback on this one yet. Republican Senator John Cornyn tweeted out something about unity and questioning that again. But it's been fairly quiet on this one. There are several others. There are more coming today, in fact. And today is focused, the White House says, on racial equity. And they are going to create a commission on policing. Reinstate an Obama-era policy barring the transfer of military equipment to local police departments. And also, this one's kind of big, eliminating the use of private prisons. So that's supposed to happen this afternoon with these new executive orders. And then I believe tomorrow it's all about the climate. So each day appears to have a theme as far as the executive orders that are going out.
And this transgender policy, are you saying that we taxpayers will pay for these transgender operations and so forth?
It looks that way. Now, the Rand Corporation did a study on how much these operations and the total care, I mean, it's hormone therapy, things like that. The Rand Corporation concluded that the cost would stand between around $2.5 million to $8.5 million a year. And some don't like that idea. Certainly former President Trump didn't like that idea. But compared to the entire DOD budget, that's a drop in the bucket. It's tough to really understand the number of transgender individuals serving in the military, simply because some of them aren't very open about it. But the Rand Corporation also looked at that and estimates it's in the single digits percentage-wise. So, but yeah, I mean, it is money. It's up to $8.5 million a year to provide care for them. And then the concerns of somebody being battle ready, deployment ready, if they're, this is a major surgery, if they do undergo sex reassignment surgery, major surgeries, and could put them out to where they can't be deployable. And so that's kind of how the policy had evolved under the Trump administration, that if they were battle ready, if they were deployable and not using the Department of Defense medical resources for this, that they were good to go.
Okay.
So I think it's kind of been misunderstood, this ban. You'll see some headlines saying out there, the ban is reversed. Well, it never really was totally in effect. It is the Pentagon policy just wanted them to be deployable. How the new Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will implement this, we'll have to see about that.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. Thanks for being with us. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland this morning, talking on transgenders serving in the U.S. military. All right, it's 8:20 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Sports time with Ted Woodward, and part of his sports news this morning is something we won't have happening in sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, and no Shocker game coming up on Wednesday, not tomorrow night. Shockers were set to play at Cincinnati. But for the second straight game, Shocker basketball postponed by the conference because of the Shocker opponent is having trouble with COVID. So tomorrow night, no game. COVID protocol for Cincinnati. The conference has postponed the game. So back-to-back games postponed, and now
The Shockers' next scheduled game will be Saturday afternoon at Coke Arena, with the Shockers hosting Central Florida, hopefully. And by that time, it will have been 9 days since the Shockers last played, and that was a 20-point loss at Memphis, so the Shocks are trying to see if they can get things going here and get back on the court, but it sure didn't happen this time around. New college men's basketball polls coming out yesterday. Undefeated Gonzaga still number one. Undefeated Baylor still number two. Kansas takes a huge drop in the polls. So we'll see how that checks out. Jayhawks have lost three games in a row. They are now 15th in the AP poll, down six spots. 18th in the coaches poll, down nine spots for the Jayhawks this week. Some golf news. Trump is out. Tulsa is in.
The PGA of America Monday announced that Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma will be the host of the 2022 PGA Championship. This change of venue comes after the PGA decided earlier this month that they would no longer hold the major at Trump Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey, a venue owned by former President Donald Trump. This was in response to the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th by supporters of Mr. Trump seeking to prevent the certification of the 2020 presidential election results. This will mark the fifth time Southern Hills will host the PGA Championship, last doing so in 2007, where Tiger Woods came away victorious. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Bad news for the Kansas City Chiefs heading for the Super Bowl. Their offensive left tackle, Eric Fisher, will not get to play. He tore his Achilles tendon in the win over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, so Eric Fisher will miss the Super Bowl. It's too bad. Chiefs need that offensive line to protect Patrick Mahomes, who is not 100% with that turf toe. 12 days away from the Super Bowl, Sunday, February 7th. And, of course, we'll have that game for you right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And happy birthday today to Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, who's 87 today. Had a very low-key baseball career, but then afterwards he kind of made fun of himself and became a huge guest on talk shows and movies and TV shows and turned that into a whole second career for himself.
Naturally funny guy.
Yep.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
Bob Uecker. He actually played a couple games for the Wichita Braves back in 1957 on his way up to the big leagues. And we talked earlier, he is still in the broadcast booth for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Is he?
And whenever the baseball season begins this year, it'll be his 51st year doing a Brewers game.
Wow.
There you go. Sports with Steve Hatton. And by the way, it's Bob Uecker's birthday. He is 87 today.
How about that?
Former Wichita Brave. Mm. There you go. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
823 Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, Union Workers, and the Keystone XL Pipeline. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.